USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. It's stormy in the south again today and seriously hot. Miami's implemented its heat emergency plan. And in Houston, NBC correspondent Sam Brock says authorities are closely watching the power grid.
They have a weather watch that's underway right now. It started June 15th today. It goes to the 21st, and I'm told that they could be seeing triple-digit temperatures for the next 10 days. The expectation is possibly record usage on this system. The good news, though, last year, 11 times the state broke its usage record, most notably in July of 2022, 80,000 megawatts. And things were fine.
The heat index in Houston today is expected to top 110 degrees. Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin will be dealing with more smoke from wildfires in Canada, and that smoke could then drift east as far as New York. But forecasters say it will be nowhere near as bad as last week's orange skies. A big Supreme Court win for Native American tribes. The courts upheld the law that gives tribes preference when it comes to foster care and adoption of children in those tribes. Tribal leaders have backed the law as a means of preserving their families, traditions, and cultures. It's been a good fundraising week for former President Trump. Since his Tuesday indictment, his campaign has received more than $6 million in donations. But could he have avoided indictment? The Washington Post reports a Trump attorney wanted to quietly approach the Justice Department about a possible settlement, but Trump said no. Pope Francis has made his first public appearance since last week's surgery. He visited children at the same hospital where he underwent that surgery. In the Be Careful What You Wish For department, Manchester United fans who for years have loudly called on its American owners, the Glazer family, to sell, are learning that a potential buyer of the English soccer club is a shake from Qatar. The price, more than $6 billion. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Looks like there might be a plea deal for the man accused of killing 5 and wounding 17 at a Colorado Springs nightclub last year. Lawyers in the case are not talking, but several survivors tell the Associated Press they've been notified of the possible deal that would put Anderson Aldrich in prison for life. Aldrich has also talked to AP reporters from prison, expressing remorse for the shootings at Club Q, saying he has to take responsibility for what happened. In the mountains of Western Virginia, a county supervisor is apologizing after going after a man over a protest involving book banning.
It all started when Billy Martin said he saw citizen Danny Goad holding a sign along a busy roadway in Cloverdale that read, "Martin allows porn for children in libraries." Martin is seeking re-election to the board and says the sign was politically motivated to prevent him from being re-elected. Martin told 10 News, "I've been avoiding any kind of confrontation and I had been avoiding it for some time, but when I saw this, I was over the top." Martin faces charges for assault and battery after confronting Goad. Goad says the Pawtucket County Board of Supervisors can do more to remove the book from the library. Martin will appear in court in July. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
Just weeks after Nevada eliminated the statute of limitations on civil sexual assault abuse cases involving adults, 9 women have filed a suit against Bill Cosby. The allegations of the 9 go back as far as 1969. Cosby's lawyer says it's all about greed. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.